Now, the second thing I want you to understand also is this. Right? That's why, a friend of mine came from Kenneth Copeland's ministry, and he told me that Kenneth Copeland made a major shift in his ministry. And I understood, and he said it was emotional because this person he shifted in his ministry very close to him, but he had to make the shift. And he told me something. He said, he was telling me about it, he told me, and I understood that it was, all right, the person was running the ministry almost like you're running a pure business, all right? So, for example, when Kenneth Copeland comes and says, God said we should sow the debt, so how are we going to be doing, you understand its, structure. Now, let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost. This is how it works. Because you say, well, I know. Let me tell you, what will happen in covenant this year? I don't know. Paul said that I might apprehend that for which I was apprehended. He said, I pressed towards the mark. In other words, God apprehended him for a reason. He said, I'm still pressing to find out everything. Now, this is what I'm saying to you. If there is dry ground somewhere, and we start pouring water on the dry ground, is after we pour water for a while, that what is inside the ground shows up. But you don't know what is inside the ground until you pour water. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, what happens to people is that God is saying, you keep pouring living waters upon what you are doing. Then, my hidden plan for your life. Listen, you get revelation from the scripture, you are pouring that. But the practical outworking, do you understand what I'm saying here? You can know from the insights in the scripture that God will raise me higher than my brothers. But that the practical outworking, that the chief butler that came to you will introduce you to Pharaoh and you become prime minister, you cannot know. I've worked with God. You cannot know. And if you create a system that boxes out that kind of manifestation, you don't get it. So if you start worrying, that's what Paul said. He said, I know this shall turn to my salvation. He said, I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it will turn to my salvation. And he was declaring through your prayers and the pouring of the Holy Ghost on this situation here. He said, something is going to come out. Now, let me tell you what happens to us. What happens that because we have raised an entitlement generation, particularly with the prosperity message. So what happens is, the way we determine whether God, is whether it's convenient. So somebody's working somewhere. Now, hear this now. And he feels the salary is not what they want. He feels the place, there's a little bit of hold up before I get there. Feels this one. And therefore, the person comes to the conclusion, I'm resigning. I need somewhere that is more convenient for me. So they resign. Now, I hope you understand that if Joseph had the liberty to resign, he would have resigned from jail. But as he resigned from jail, he would have resigned from destiny too. I hope you understand that. And I hope you understand that if you look at the patriarchs that the blessing came upon, God didn't seem to move until the environment became difficult and triggered something. In other words, there was no distinction with Isaac until there was famine in the land. In other words, Jacob, all right, had to go out to Laban's house. There was nothing. Then the anointing triggered there. In other words, Joseph, he wasn't in his father's house. They threw him to a foreign land. Then the thing triggered there. They got into a space. They didn't know anybody. They didn't know anything. That's why I tell my friends, you say you want to relocate to America. If you get to America, don't go to a Nigerian church. Don't go. If you wanted Nigeria, stay with us here. If you go there, do not go to a Nigerian church. For what? Don't go there. When you get there, take the soil. I'm now part of you. If 80% of the people there are white, 5% are black, 2% are this, then look for the church that has 80% white, because that is where you have gone to. If you want to be with us, come back and be with us. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, so when you go into an environment that is not after the flesh, do you get what I'm saying here? It allows for the spirit to be able to move. Now, this is what God is saying. That's why Paul kept saying, he that was called bound, let him remain bound. He that was called free, let him remain free. What he was saying that in whatever state you are, stay there and let God reveal what he wants to do. So, here's what happens. You are there in this office. This is what happens. People say, I'm changing jobs. Every time they are changing the job, they are changing for a better land. Do you get what we're saying here? Which means a land that's already doing very well. Now, I don't have time to go into it, but when the Bible says your labor you find in the house of stranger, what caused it was that you went to join yourself thinking that you could reap benefit where you did not sow. What you didn't know that they are smarter than you, they took your own. Do you get what we're saying here? Jesus said, listen to this. He said, do not ever come and meet me and tell me that tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. He said, go about it your own way. So the point is, well, I'm working in a place. I've said this before. You say it's oil and gas. What kind of oil? It's Tutumaiko Palm Oil Company. But it's oil and gas. All right? What gas is there? It's when we are doing the palm kernel, the gas that is coming out. Oil and gas. All right? So you say oil and gas. But what you want now is what God says. Where you are, I'll start revealing great and mighty things you know not. The Bible says there's much food in the tillage of the poor, but he only lacks for want of discernment. Every part of this earth has wealth. Are you following what I'm saying here? Every company that is opened up has wealth. Now, so what you do is that God begins to show you great and mighty things. Listen, don't do like Lotto. He looked up, he said, where is the ground land that is well watered? He went there. He discovered something else. Start pouring a prophetic utterances into what you are doing. You are pouring water in what you are doing. The same way something begins to grow out. Suddenly something starts growing out. What will grow out? Relationships come out of the place. Now, if you are to move, is that relationship that will carry you to the next place? The same way Joseph was there. That's not where you should meet the person that will take you to the throne. But God caused the chief butler to come out of that place. And then the chief butler took him and he became prime minister. So what happens is, in that pressure place is where you will get some of the most powerful relationships you have in your life. All the relationships I use in ministry, so to speak, first phase, Nigeria, where I knew everybody in ministry in Nigeria, it was in the most difficult time, right? When I was young, that's where those relationships were born. So it's not trying to game the system and you look on the outside, which grass is greener here. Now, look at what it says here. Isaiah 53, quickly. Look at what it says in verse 1. Isaiah 53 and verse 1. Or 5 minutes, finish here. Isaiah 53 and verse 1 here. It says, who hath believed our report? And to whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a what? Tender plant. As a root out of a what? Dry ground. He didn't say he exchanged and went to the good ground. So how do you grow out of a dry ground? By believing the report. Which means God tells you something that is not apparent. And because you believe that, the arm of the Lord is revealed. And then you grow out of that place. And that's how in practice the plan of God, all right, begins to come. But at that point, if you told me that this is where God will want you to be, I won't know. But if you say, God wants you to be in a place, I know that. A bigger place. So you call a nation you know not. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If you now just drive around, you know, and they just say, this land is very near my house. It's not, So when you make that kind of call, the Holy Ghost goes out, then the nations that will come to you. Then he said, it's God. So you sit down with this and start declaring. Now let's go to Ezekiel 47 here. Are you there what I'm saying here? Ask him things about your body, he will show you. I mean, to be honest with you, Kenneth Copeland keeps saying I'll live to 120. To be honest with you, if someone just told me literally, I won't believe. But the day I met him and I looked at him, at 81, that man is capable. He is going for more meetings today than he was going when he was 50 years old. His assistant, when we entered into Bishop Keith Butler's office, he went to wear the microphone to preach. The assistant told Bishop Keith Butler, I said, I can't keep up with him. This man, the young man, not more than 42, he said, I can't keep up. He said, where? He said, we're just coming from Venezuela. He's adding to the car. He said, I don't know how he does it. And he just came out. Yeah, let's go. You know? And as he finished preaching, he's going again. I'm saying at 81, no sign of, we are now old. And he keeps saying it. And when you look at him, you will know that, if you look at his wife, she looks, she's almost 80. She looks 60. It's almost like the thing stopped. And you see, how do they do that? It is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, which means there's a mystery and an insight that can stop the aging process in the kingdom. All right? Ezekiel 47 verse 2. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the outer gate, by the way that looketh towards the east gate. And there ran waters on the right side. Now here's the point. And when the man that had the line in his hand measured the waters got to his ankles. So when you start prophesying, waters begin to come out immediately. And the first level is ankle. And when it gets to ankle, you will see some results. You know this thing is working. But don't stop. Because if you stop there, it won't get to your knees. People stop. Let me tell you, people stop. Look, we behave like people that pour water. We are doing a garden. The first thing comes out, and we say, the plant has come. And we stop watering it. When you stop the declarations, you stop watering. You have stopped watering. So the growth, let me tell you, if you're a practicing Christian, you will know that there are times where you have seen things move and it resided. That you have seen power go out. It looked like circumstance. There was a day I was preaching and I said that, you know, it's like a plane. It's going, you know, the law of gravity, you are going, and then after some time, the plane surmounts the law of gravity. People are confessing, and then you enter the law of rest. And then people stop attending to it and you switch off the engine because now there's no pressure. You are getting results. You get what I'm saying here? You switch off the engine, then suddenly you know the law of gravity actually has been working all the while. Let me tell you this, success can make you, deceive you to thinking there's no opposition. You don't understand that you are putting the principle to work to a point where you have neutralized the opposition there. But that doesn't mean if you stop doing it, the opposition will reassert itself. Please, I don't like saying this one, but Jesus said it. When opposition reasserts itself due to the negligence, it is more powerful than it was before. Jesus said, if you clean a house and you go, when the spirits come back, they are 7 times more powerful. So once you start, don't stop. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you stop and they reaffirm themselves on you, it is more difficult to start the thing. That's why even the success can distract you. Because Peter, when they started getting results, then they were doing benevolence. And if you are not sensitive, you will know. Then they said, come and serve tables. He said, no. We must give ourselves continually to the word of God and prayer. Listen carefully to me. If the success makes your time of fellowship decrease with God, something is wrong. You cannot get so busy. I'm busy. You don't understand, I'm busy. And what produced the busyness, you neglect it. If you do it, it will show up after some time. If you are honest with yourself, you will know I lost that blessing there because I was no longer consistent with what produced it. So after some time in verse 4, it goes to the knees. Then after some time, it gets to your loins. And then after some time, it becomes a river. So you keep doing it until it becomes a river. And then you can't do the whole thing just carrying you, which means God is just, you know, God is just doing things. Am I going to get there this year? In other words, you're going to see people in our cell system, life fellowship, that will be telling me results that I myself will look and say, hey, are you serious? No, you must be joking. You have to be joking. And people will come and say, we started the cell, we were 6, we are now broken, we are up. No, you must be joking. So we'll come and say, we raised the dead. You raised the dead. You raised the dead. You. Say, yes now. We raised the dead. Where's the dead person? This person, I was dead. Are you following what I'm saying? And then you say, Pastor, what happened? You raised the dead. They say, it's what you thought, what I thought, that you used to raise the dead. Yeah. Are you serious? Which means the thing goes beyond you. And then it says, they couldn't swim. And then in verse 6, it says, and then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. And as I returned, behold, the bank of the river, there were very many trees on one side and on the other. Many things going on. And he said, these waters that issue out of the east country go in down into the desert, go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. So it starts going to the sea, which is the nations. And where it gets into nations, it begins to heal them. All right, so it begins to spread. It started out from you just being thirsty, and it has broken into something that is into the nations of the earth. And it shall come to pass that everything, hear what Jesus, what Ezekiel said, everything that liveth and moveth, when the rivers come, shall live. But didn't he say it was living before? Didn't he say it was living? Everything that what? Liveth, which means it was existing before, when the waters entered, it now started living. Purpose. Are you following what I'm saying? And then he goes on. I want to see how Peter, they caught fish there. And then he goes on and says, multitude of fish. And then verse 10, and it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon, all right, and get it there, and Eneglim, and there shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding what? Men. So the waters get river level into your business. It is exceeding men. You understand what I'm saying? So there are departments in that business you are doing that God will open that you don't know now. Do you understand what I'm saying? But don't structure it in a way that God can't move. Do you get what I'm saying? Where God comes to knock on the door and suggest something to you, say, no, never. Never, it can never happen. Never. Alright? Say, the duty they gave me here is to be cleaning these tables. Why should I interpret your dream? Do you get what we're saying? God begins to open things. Now, the only kind of people that this thing won't make, that no matter what you do in this world, it will happen for them, is, it says this here in verse 11, but the merry places thereof and the marishes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. Which means they can't get healed. Salt there. Remember, James said it this way. He said, with one mouth you can't bless God and then curse men. He said, bitter envy and strife. He said, from the heart can come fresh and what? Salty water. So, get rid of bitterness. Let me tell you how you forgive. Make it easy for you. Look back into your past. Those that hurt you in the past, that you thought this was a terrible hurt many years ago, you are here today, you look back. Does it mean anything? No. So, if it doesn't mean anything now, you look back. Somebody, when we're in school, took your meat pie. Listen. Does it mean anything today to you that they took your meat pie? You are now, you are bigger than that. Are you following what I'm saying here? So just understand that this thing that looks grave today will be very small in my eyes. I have a Bible in my house. On one of the places there, I wanted to give an offering. I said, Lord, I wrote it there. This precious seed of 50 naira, I wrote it, 50 naira, was monumentous then. But if you say 50 naira now, you'll be laughing. But then, it's my soul. You understand what I'm saying? 50 naira is about to leave me. Alright? So there are things. So just look back and say, all these things shall be what? Irrelevant. But let me just close by saying this here. That, and this is the reason why we're having our cell, we call it life fellowships here. Because the purpose of this fellowship is to get this life. Alright? Which means to put you in a position where people pray. Remember, Daniel wanted to hear the mysteries from God. It says the secret. It says, I told my companions, they helped me in prayer. And then as Moses lifted up that rod, speaking those words, they also lifted up his hands for him. So these life fellowships, let me tell you this, and that's where the future of this church is. It's led in all services. No matter what we do, and we'll do many powerful things this year, okay? Things that have never been done in the history, all right, of church in Nigeria. We're going to do it. Many things. Even governmental things. I just don't want to say what it is. If I say it now, before you know what's happening, somebody on Facebook will go and do a seminar and we are doing that. So you don't say things again like that. But powerful things we're going to do. But the structure of this church is going to be this life fellowship groups, which is a cell system. You see, this building here, you look at it, it's fancifully as a body. But inside these pillars are hidden the structure. This roof is held up somehow. If we open it, those pillars don't look nice. But they are more important than this. Which means if you remove all of this, you can stay here. But if you remove the pillars, you cannot stay here. You might not like what you see, but at least you can stay. But remove the pillars. You are out. Are you from Australia? And so the internal structure that will not be visible to people will be this life fellowship. And we've explained this. It's a cell system where we are putting people, matching them into small groups. Alright, from 3 to 6, and people will support one another in prayer. And in the church in London, the pastor preached the message on cell. Just let me give a testimony there. And he asked me a question. He said, listen, somebody, this was almost 2 months ago. He said, someone in church said, what about confidentiality and all of this inside the group? So he called me and said, what should I say? I said, just leave. People will grow into it. And then he told me last week, he said, something happened. I said, what? He said, the lady that told you that she said she's not joining that. What about all of this? Finally, she joined. And apparently, she has a child who has not spoken a word in 5 years. So 2 Sundays ago, she joined and gave them the prayer point in the fellowship group. And by Friday, while she was eating, the daughter looked up and said, Mommy, she said she could not believe what she was hearing, that in 4 days, it was changed. Another in Canada told me, all right, somebody had been on the wheelchair, they had been attending to the person. They heard about this small group praying. They decided to go together to pray for it. Said, by Monday morning, we just fasted 3 days. By the Monday, she was on her feet. He said, it's us that almost fell backwards. We said to ourselves, so what? So we've been wasting time all this. You mean just by organizing your 3 days, we'll knock this thing off. And we have been suffering many things. And it's going worse. So this small group there, I told the pastor, I said, this is, if you ask many revelations I've seen in the Bible, that this is the one that I know if you want to change the lives of people, right, will be there. So it's important. And going forward, everything. And look, let me tell you this. Bishop Oedipo taught us this. He said, if God shows you something in the Bible, you run with it. Every other person that was your friend before that, if they don't see it, they're not your friend again. Your new friends will come with the revelation. It is the truth. All right? This is the kingdom of God. You set your hand to the plow, you don't look backwards. You look backwards, you are not fit for the work of God. When they came to me, Jesus said, where is your brother and sister? I said, those that are doing the will of God with me. So, and you see this in some of the announcements. We are moving to the next level. Let me just say this here. And we are struck. I mean, I must tell you, I went to preach somewhere to ministers. And there was a minister that came to share about cell system. Okay, which is different from what we're doing, but cell system. And he said, they called him an expert because they started with 6 cells and they are now 600. I think the cells we have formed now, before we started, about 500 and something. I've not seen a place where people have rushed to join cell. You know when you say cell, people say no, cell. No. But because of the understanding that it is people coming together to pull life and build power. In fact, one cell leader came to meet me yesterday as we finished the meeting. He said, Pastor, I want to show you a scripture I got. I said, what? He said, look at it. He said, God just showed you. This is the theme for ourselves. I said, what's it? He said, the ark was in this man's house for 3 months and was fruitful. We are stipulating 3 months for our fruitfulness. I said, I looked at it. Like, how do you see that? He said, is it correct? I said, you're right. You saw it. He said, in 3 months, all of us, it will be clear within our lives. That's what we are praying.
Thank you for listening.